This is the RDU on Stage podcast. I'm Lauren Van Hamert, your host, and this is our year-end review. It's hard to believe, but it's been a year since we launched RDU on Stage. And between me and Kim Jackson and Grace Niesel and several other writers, we reviewed over 90 shows. So Kim and I thought it might be fun to reflect on the shows and performances that stood out to us over the past year. Here's our year-end review. I guess we should preface this by saying these aren't really awards. These are just kind of the performances and the plays and productions that really stood out to
us. I was thinking stood out or kind of resonated with me. These were the ones that even now I can very vividly feel how they acted. There's something about what they did that was just really, really good.
We're going to start with the outstanding performance by an actor. And you and I had two that stuck out to us that were the same, and that was Fergie Philippe in Ragtime.
He was dreamy. He was both dreamy in his whole relationship with Sarah, and then the anger and the frustration, but having to keep it tempered, and how he had to react to everything, and then his voice.
Oh, his voice.
His voice.
And Michael Lasseter in The Scottsboro Boys.
He played Eugene. And I couldn't believe the performance for as young as he was. It was captivating. It was amazing.
And then you also had Sonny Kelly, The Talk.
That was a show. It was a one-man performance. He both wrote it and performed it. And I think he performed over, I want to say about 20 different characters. Many were his relatives and stuff. And talking about the talk that young black men or black fathers have to give to their sons. And he just captured so much and with his performance and his performance of all of the other people that it really stood out to me. And it really was one of those shows, too, that I thought about for a long time afterwards. It made a big impression on me.
And David Henderson, I Am My Own Wife, and Sterling Hurst, Emily.
David Henderson, another, one-man show, plays the transgender woman, Charlotte von Malsdorf. David Henderson's just amazing. Uses his body, his voice. He just becomes each of the characters that he has to play. He's amazing to watch. And then Sterling Hurst played Voltaire in Emily, and he just was, oh my gosh, commanding. I called him, he had the wild hair, the Gene Wilder sexiness. He just, one of those performances that you couldn't take your eyes off of.
Well, and on my list, for me, I think one of the best performances I saw regionally, locally, was Brian Westbrook in A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. He played about 7 or 8 different characters in that show. Vocally and physically, it was just a wonderful comedic performance. And then the other young actor that I think had a fantastic year, and he was in Gentleman's Guide, Camelot, and Be More Chill, was Tyler Grateborough.
Oh, his performance in Camelot was really good. He made that role of Lancelot stand out.
He did a great job in Gentleman's Guide. He was very good Lancelot, and he was hilarious in Be More Chill. Outstanding performance by an actress. You had several plays. Do you want to go over your list?
I really liked Monet Noel Marshall in White. That play was really powerful. Like, I think I took a good friend from out of town, and we probably talked about that one for 2 hours afterwards. And her performance is just amazing because she has to morph from one role to another as this character. And she's just, she's marvelous. She's just really marvelous in it. And then I loved, with Timon of Athens, Dustin Britt directed this, and he cast Casey Reynolds Shudler in the title role, and she just took it over and ruled the stage, and it was fun to watch her, just fun. And another fun one to watch was Kirsten Ellhart in The Taming, and she played Catherine the Beauty Queen. I loved her, and I loved Michelle Murray Wells in Emily. I thought she just brought a real electricity to it, and then her just whole chemistry with Sterling Hurst was fun. And then Amber Wood, probably a quieter kind of role in, she plays Fiona, the mother who loses a child in the play In a Word, and she is on stage the whole play and really has to kind of hold herself and yet convey so much. And she just does it. It was a brilliant performance. I enjoyed her a lot.
So on my list, I love watching Yolanda Rabin perform. I think she is a vocal powerhouse, and any role I've ever seen her do, whether it's musical comedy or more of drama, her intensity is so fun to watch. And then, of course, vocally, she's amazing. She was in two shows this year that I saw, Beehive at Theater Raleigh, which was a jukebox musical, and I really think she kind of was the thread that held that show together. And then she was in Howard Elcraft's Nina Simone, No Fears, Blues Long Gone, and the intensity in which she played Nina Simone was pretty striking to watch. I'll be curious to see where that play goes, where that show goes, and kind of where she goes with it. And then the other performance I just loved and was blown away by was Danielle J. Long's performance in Caroline or Change. It's a sung through, really difficult musical to perform. It's not done very much because it is such a difficult show to do and sing through, and she just really delivered such a beautiful performance. Okay, outstanding performance by an ensemble. We both felt the Scottsboro Boys.
The Scottsboro Boys. I mean, that whole group, the way they had to work from just through that whole show, because they're almost all of them are all on stage for almost the entire show with a few exceptions, and they were the choreography and the way they worked off of each other was
the juxtaposition between how simplistic it seemed design-wise and then how complicated the story is.
And building up the whole tension, they kept it very taut. I mean, I just remember feeling like on edge through that whole show because it's like, oh my gosh, this is what's happening. Yeah.
And so what else do you have on your list?
It was one of the early shows that I saw, which was Men on Boats. And, you know, that was just an amazing because they sort of pantomime that whole going down the Colorado River because they're that expedition. And so they really had to work together as a group because if somebody wasn't in sync with everybody else, it would have called it out. And they were just in sync and they just made you feel them on the river and going down those rapids and exploring this area. And it was a marvelous ensemble piece, I thought. And yet each individual person kind of stood out, but also they were part of the group. They did it was a nice balancing act. It was just really well done.
You had the Wolves.
I had the Wolves. And that's another one that required some really sophisticated choreography with the young women playing, you know, soccer and their interactions. And they really had to be committed to that character and to what was going on stage. I mean, they had to be committed to each other. And you could see that they had really created these bonds that would be really what happens when a group of young women play together for years on end and know each other. And they did a good job of recreating that.
And you also had Timon in Athens and The Taming.
The Taming, yeah. Timon, just because there was so much going on and it was amazing. That was just kind of fun to watch and how he kept everything. He was just doing, they were all over the place, but it just worked. And it was really fun to watch. And then The Taming was just the three women, but they're just, their interactions were, they were having to react to that, you know, they were changing roles and quick the choreography and the movements, and it was just, again, I was kind of impressed with it. I loved watching the three of them work together.
On my list for on the musical side, I really thought, again, A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder, that is not a show that I like very much. I did not enjoy the national tour when it came through DPAC a year or two ago, whenever it came through, but I thought Raleigh Little Theater's production of it was so good, and it just capitalized so much on those wonderful performances. Right. So I really liked that one, and I liked Godspell at Theater in the Park. I thought that was another really strong ensemble piece directed by Jesse Gephardt. Let's talk about design. And we're kind of throwing all the designers into this group. You had quite a few on your list. You had Emily, Life of Galileo, Native Son, Ragtime, As You Like It, Men on Boats, The Wolves, Timon of Athens, and The Taming for design.
You know, there's some things that just stand out, I guess, and I was kind of looking again at my list. I realized that I really liked Playmakers has a fun space to play with, and they really go all out. So I think when I put down Life of Galileo, Native Son, and Ragtime, and I realized, wow, they really have the space, and they really play with it. And I think they play with it well in ways that complement the show, enhance what's going on stage. I love it. I just, for me, it was something very, very different. And then the other one that kind of stands out was the As You Like It. And this was it's a little group called the Eno River Players. And I don't know if they've done anything else, but they were using the place called The Fruit, and that, which has some really interesting space, and they made full use of it. They used one part of the space for the first part of the show, and then they used another part for the second act when all of the players go into the forest and they're chasing around, and we as an audience get to really see and feel that. I was kind of impressed for this little group that I think is started by a high schooler, and it was high school kids with their parents, and I was impressed with their creative use of the space, and I thought that was really fun.
And I also had Life of Galileo. I thought it was a really interesting mod contemporary interpretation of this very old play that could have really gotten lost and didn't because of some of these design elements that I think were really interesting. And the other designer I just have to give a shout out to is Jamie Melama at NC State's University Theater. I did not see Our Town, but I did see photographs of that set and heard that the set was simply stunning. And I did see the Colored Museum and loved what he did with the set design there. And I'll be very curious to see what they do with Ragtime as well, because I think it'll be very different than the Ragtime we saw at Playmakers.
Right. And I know there was, some people had some problems with the way they staged Ragtime and used it. I like the fact that they took that kind of creative leap and yes. tried and explored a different element and what they were trying to represent with the separate and also trying to immerse us into it. And I kind of appreciated that they did it.
They went for it. When we talk about outstanding director, we've got, it's funny, you're really focused in on the plays and I'm really focused in on the musicals. So you do the plays first.
I really liked Jules Odenhall James. She did both Men on Boats, which was one of my favorites. And then also she did In a Word. And I think I like the way she lets their actors really perform, and sort of there's just something about that they stand out individually and yet the way they interact with each other, and wow, both of those shows that she did I really liked. I thought Dustin Britt just had fun with Timon of Athens. It just looked like he really, again, another one who, it was very, very innovative, and they went for it, and it worked. It worked on a lot of different levels. The Taming was, I thought, very, very well done. Again, I think it was a director pushing these women to really do something different with the roles. And I think they came through and did. And I really liked the way Rebecca Blum's Measure for Measure. I liked, she made some changes, added some things, and I thought really brought a contemporary and very revealing spin to that Shakespeare play. So I give her a lot of props for that. And White was just, that was Jamaica Holloway Burrell. I don't know, that show just had an interesting touch to it. I like, again, it was one that just resonated for me.
For me, as far as the directors on the musical side, Eric Woodall, I think, is just a fantastic director. And I loved, loved, loved what he did with West Side Story. It felt contemporary, but didn't lose sight of the source material. He just stripped it down in this really contemporary way that I found visually beautiful and really interesting. And I just loved it so much. I do want to give a shout out to Jesse Gephardt. He did two musicals this year, Godspell and Be More Chill. Neither one of these shows is a great musical, but I think he really has a talent for capitalizing on the positive aspects of these shows and really drawing out fantastic performances. Both were just great ensemble pieces and really entertaining to watch. And I really enjoy watching Patrick Torres. He directed Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder and Pippin. Again, neither one of these shows are fantastic shows, but I think he had a real clear vision on what he wanted to do with both of these musicals and really pushed the envelope, capitalized on some of these great performances. Really, I think, pushed the boundaries on what they can do technically at Raleigh Little Theater. You know, it's not a very big space.
No,
it's not a big contemporary space with lots of bells and whistles. And I think some of the things he was able to do in both of the shows were really interesting. Okay, so now we are to Outstanding Play. We both had on our list Life of Galileo.
That was pretty an amazing production. I liked it a lot.
I think it had a couple of problems, but
yes.
Overall, I think it was a really interesting interpretation of a classic play.
Well, I loved that they really emphasized the whole intellectual engagement. I mean, you really kind of had to pay attention to follow stuff, but they made it engaging. They made it a very engaging intellectual exercise. I just thought it was just marvelous, which is also kind of, Emily is on my list, and that I thought the same thing with that. The whole back and forth with Emily and Voltaire is just, for me, it was like the best of these, a scientific lecture that you could get.
And I love Jump.
Oh, I really do like that one too.
I think Charlie Yvonne Simpson is a really exciting playwright to watch. I'm excited that we got to see it here first.
I think it was a world premiere.
It was a rolling world premiere, but it was here first, directed by Whitney White, who I think did a beautiful job with it. And I think as far as nationally, as far as playwrights go, Charlie Yvonne Simpson is certainly one to watch. Oh, you also had Bee Wilderness and In a Word.
Yeah. Well, In a Word, I've mentioned that I really thought that one was well done. Everything from, you know, just from the staging to the characterizations, and really riveting. And I took my oldest daughter to see it, and she was just like, wow, she was really blown away by it. So we both, it was one of those ones that really resonated. And then Bee Wilderness was one of the first at the Playmakers, but not the big theater. It's one of the side ones.
PRC.
Thank you. Yes. It was just one of the most fun shows that I had seen. And all of these it was very surreal, not usually something that I like, and yet it all worked. And it was just marvelously funny. I just found myself out loud laughing throughout it. And yet the whole conceit of Thoreau trying to figure himself out was just, it was just fun. It was just, it really, I liked that show a lot.
Zach Fine. And again,
Vivian Zach Fine, thank you.
Zach Fine is playwright, and Vivian Benesch is the artistic director over there. And she just really seems to have an innate talent for really finding interesting new plays, interesting new playwrights, and developing them.
Oh, yeah.
So it's exciting to see that at Playmakers. National tour, and we tease out the national tours because, you know, these are productions that have lots of big producers and big money behind them, so we don't want them to compete with our local people.
No.
But North Carolina Theater last year had two national tours come through, and then DPAC, of course, has the national tours. For me, I thought Hello Dolly was, I love the old musicals like that. And I thought visually it was such a gorgeous show. And I thought seeing Betty Buckley was such a treat. So for me, I really like that.
I typically am not a great big fan of old time musicals. And so I went into that one kind of going, oh, I don't know. And I was blown away about how much I enjoyed it. And part of it was Betty Buckley really commanded the stage. She was having fun and she pulls us in and we have fun with it. And I thought it was a marvelous production. It was one I really enjoyed. I'd forgotten about that. I had seen that. Yeah, really enjoyed that one.
And you liked The King and I.
I did like The King and I, but then part of I wonder if some of that, like, with Cats, that nostalgia, I've seen them and whatnot, but I liked how they kind of updated it a little bit and where they took the emphasis, and I thought they did a marvelous job with it.
And then outstanding musicals here, locally, regional, professional, local productions. We both had the Scottsboro Boys on our list.
That had to be my absolute of the local musicals, but then I didn't see as many as you did, but I was really blown away by that.
It was a fantastic production. Everything about it seemed to work.
Yeah.
And for me, West Side Story, again, I just thought it was visually beautiful. It was relevant. It was contemporary. The performances were outstanding. And you had Camelot on your list, which is one we just saw not that long ago.
I know, and I liked it, and I don't have an old Camelot to compare it to, but I liked that he had stripped it down to really kind of its essence, and, you know, it was just the three-piece, you know, musical accompaniment, and the singers, the actors got to really, their singing got to be highlighted, their numbers got to be highlighted. It kind of worked for me in a lot of different ways. Some parts didn't, but for the most part, I like that as a musical. I like the way what they did with it.
So looking forward, our second year of RD on stage, I'm really excited to see My Fair Lady, another old-timey musical show, just similar to the King and I tour. This is the Lincoln Center Theater production, I saw at Lincoln Center. And I thought the Lincoln Center production with Laura Benanti is one of the most gorgeous productions I've ever seen. So if they even bring half of that magic on tour, I think it's going to be a really exciting show to see. Just visually beautiful, and the music, it's just classic score. I'm excited to see the North Carolina Theater production of Edges, which is a show I don't know and I have not seen. But this is a musical that Pasek and Paul, they're responsible for Dear Evan Hansen and The Greatest Showman, so people have definitely heard their La La Land. They wrote this musical as a song cycle when they were both students at the University of Michigan. I'm really excited about Pure Life Theater. This is a new theater company and collective that has taken over the Sonorous Road space.
Right.
And they are doing another musical that's not done that often called Pearly. And that'll be, I think, in the spring. And I'm excited to see what they do with that. I'm just excited to see what they do
overall.
I think they have a lot of really interesting creative talent involved with them. Full disclaimer, RDU on Stage is working with the Raleigh Little Theater and doing some collaborative coverage of the Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime, but I'm very excited.
That one I forgot about that one. That one I am really excited because I saw the traveling production from Deepak a couple of years ago, but the whole concept of the show, and I'm really going to be very curious to see what they bring to it because I think it just calls out for some interesting staging and playing of the characters, and I just think it's going to be
they're
really
doing it
exciting.
In the Gaddy Goodwin, which is a smaller theater space, kind of more
really cool.
Immersive, which I think is going to be really cool. They've got an autistic actor playing the lead, which I think is really exciting to see. And I'm very excited about the Burning Coal production of Silent Sky. Lauren Gunderson, I have not seen a Lauren Gunderson play that I haven't liked. I know you really like The Taming. I really like The Revolutionists. Silent Sky is another female-focused, scientific, interesting play of hers, and I'm really excited to see.
Well, that sounds a lot like Emily. I mean, Emily
is another one.
Yes, she's an amazing playwright too. So, I don't think you can go wrong with her shows.
Very excited about that.
Yeah.
On behalf of Kim and I, I'd like to thank all of you for your support over the past year. If you like what you've heard today, please consider subscribing to the podcast. Follow us on social media at RDU on Stage. Become a patron of this program or visit us online at www.rduonstage.com. Until next time.
Thank you. We'll see you at the theater, I guess.
We'll see you at the theater.